So, Shivani, tell me about what your topic is in this Calderwood.
Sure. So I chose to write about leatherback turtles after having the opportunity to swim with turtles in the wild when I was in Hawaii this summer. And when I was looking more into sea turtles in general, I found that there are leatherback turtles, and they're such captivating creatures. They date back to nearly 100 million years ago, and they're referred to as Earth's last dinosaurs. So I thought that was very cool, and they can grow to be bigger than we can. Their shells can grow to be up to 7 feet in length, which I think is amazing. So anyway, I started looking more into these creatures, and then I learned that they're also disappearing because in 1970, the species was deemed endangered, and they're still endangered today. And also, one out of every 1,000 sea turtles progresses to adulthood, which I find extremely surprising. And that's for many reasons. For one, humans are destroying the coastal nesting habitats of leatherback turtles. Fishermen are also suffocating them in fishing nets because they catch them as bycatch. And then particularly in Malaysia, consumers prefer turtle eggs for their nutritional benefits. So a lot of turtle eggs are consumed that way. And then turtles also cannot tell the difference between their main source of food, which is jellyfish, and floating plastic bags. So oftentimes there will be plastic bags floating because humans litter them. You know, we litter and we put them in the oceans. And then when they're floating, sea turtles will often mistake them for jellyfish and consume them. And that could also lead to death. So the loss of leatherback turtles would be a huge blow to the food chain and as a result to our economy. And it would also mark the disappearance of one of the most historical creatures in our waters. So that being said, my writing this semester will focus on the rapid decline of the leatherback turtle population, the economic and social implications of this decline, and how we can help the species survive and thrive in the future.
Okay, so there's sort of a disconnect between, you know, people and turtles in general. I mean, not a lot of people live near them. So for those of us who don't live near turtles, probably have never seen one, what can we do?
Right, I think that's a great question. There are a lot of things that people who live in more landlocked areas can do. For starters, we can focus on decreasing our plastic use. So instead of using plastic bags, try to use reusable bags. So instead of double bagging your milk and your orange juice, for example, bring your own reusable bag to the supermarket. It's thought that the average American family uses over 1,500 plastic bags a year, which isn't that surprising. I mean, think about all of the Ziploc bags that you use for packing lunches and all of the plastic bags that you use as storage during transport and as trash bags. So every little thing adds up. So if you do your part in helping keep our oceans clean and our sea turtles safe by opting for reusable bags, you can really make a difference. And as an added bonus, reusable bags are also a lot sturdier and more durable, and many contain insulation to keep foods hot, excuse me. So I think that they're also the better option, of course, as long as you have the financial means to actually buy a reusable bag instead of use plastic bags. And I do think it's important to note in general that not everyone can stop using plastic bags. And I understand that, and I think many of the other researchers who are looking at sea turtles understand that as well. I was recently speaking to someone who is doing research in Costa Rica, and she found that plastic bags there are a necessary aspect of the garbage and sewage process. But she saw that as an opportunity to address banning straws, which are only a luxury and not a necessity, right, like plastic bags are. Exactly, in Costa Rica. So the key is to really analyze your community and its culture and understand what is a need and what is a desire. And then really work to eliminate any plastic-centric desires while maintaining all plastic-centric needs. And then another way in which we can support sea turtles in landlocked areas is to support local plastic bag bans and taxes. So in many states, including Hawaii, there's Kauai and Maui in particular, have banned all non-compostable plastic bags, and Vermont and New York City are also in the process of doing so. So it's really up to you to find petitions that are going around and taking a look at them. If you agree with them, sign them. If there's no petition going around, but you would like to start one, feel free to start one, and I'd be happy to walk you through that in the future if you choose to do so. But people from landlocked areas can also assist with beach cleanups. So you've likely visited a beach locally or on vacation, even if you don't necessarily live near one. So really take advantage of those times to volunteer with local beach cleanup teams and to understand more about the creatures that live in our oceans and in our waters. Mm-hmm. And then when you visit a place with turtles, do not encroach on their personal space. And I know that I'm definitely guilty of intruding upon the space of sea turtles, as is clear with the story that I told you earlier, because I became interested in sea turtles when I had the opportunity to swim with them in the wild. So I think something is to be said about the fact that I only did get to see turtles up close in their natural habitats, and that's when I became interested in them. So
it's a paradox.
Yeah, so I think we do need to find new ways of getting people interested in sea turtles and other sea creatures, because it seems that life in the ocean often seems so detached from life on land. So we really need to bridge that disconnect. And then, of course, you always have the option of donating. The Sea Turtle Conservancy is one option. That's one program that would really benefit sea turtle populations, as well as a program called Sea Turtles, and that's S-E-E, not S-E-A. So those are two options, but whatever you can donate, please do donate. Everything will make a huge difference in ensuring that sea turtles prosper in the future. And lastly, just spread the word. It's so easy to ignore what happens to plastic bags once they're out of your care. So please let people around you know that each bag lives a long, long life even after it's out of your care. And it often lives that life in oceans surrounding very hungry sea creatures.
Yeah.
So it can be really dangerous. So please just spread the word. That will make all the difference.
Okay. And Shivani, what changes have you made personally, or are you making personally? What are you personally doing?
Sure. So as I mentioned earlier, I first became interested in sea turtles because I had the opportunity to swim with them. But after all the research that I've done on sea turtles, it's clear that the best thing to do to really help them survive is to allow them to live their lives without human interference, unless human interference will better their lives in some way. So, for example, there is a video embedded in some Huffington Post article that was written in August, if I remember correctly, and the video shows a team of sea turtles rescuers, doing their best to pull out a plastic straw from the nostril of a sea turtle. And after a lot of effort and pain, they did succeed, and the straw was able to be removed. So I do think there's room for humans to help sea turtles, but we shouldn't be encroaching on their natural habitat. And so that's something that I'm now keeping in mind and that I will be sure to avoid doing in the future. And after seeing that video of the plastic straw being removed, I'll also cut down on the amount of plastic I use, because I think that's such an easy way to help the sea turtle population significantly. I mean, there are so many instances in which I could use reusable bags instead of plastic bags, so I'll really capitalize on those times and avoid using plastic bags. And then there are many ways to go about helping, but these are the ways I'll start with, and then I'll expand from there. And of course, donations are always an option. If and when I have the financial means, I might want to travel to places with declining sea turtle populations and really help with more of the on-the-ground efforts to increase these populations. So Costa Rica would be one place I would want to visit in the future. But for now, I'm just sticking with the more practical options I have, and I hope that I can convince others to help in the ways in which they feel comfortable as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.